financial sector. So similarly, you have an example for the finance sector being given to you, which I think you can probably read and understand for yourself. You have technology sector example given to you, where how technology sector is implementing DDDM to get the required product development enhancement, customer differentiation, and even competitive edge developed for them. So this is what helps them to them doing it. This is a real world for the technology example has been given to you. Same way the manufacturing sector. Here what happens is the manufacturing sector is generating a lot of data using Internet of Things. Now the sensors-based data that has been collected, if you optimize it, then the process time can be minimized, redundancy can be detected, supply chain management inward can be managed very well. As a result, various predictive maintenance, etc., can come in, which will reduce your downtime. And you know, you are able to have the product equipment life itself extended by proper pre-treatment that is required, proper safeguard that is required to be done. So overall, the quality control will also improve. That will create a next standard for your product, and customer will appreciate that. And overall, you benefit out of one end operational cost reduction and the other end efficiency enhancement, leading to quality. Same way, you have a marketing example being provided to you, where essentially customer data, their entire way of interaction with you, touch base based interaction with you, will give you performance analysis, the changing behavior, differentiating need, etc. So you are able to then create one end the product, other end the targeted campaign. So here, as it is mentioned, product improvement will get a support out of changing need being detected through the data. On the other hand, marketing campaign is developed knowing the real behavioral status as of now, and accordingly creating something which is relevant for him, and that will touch the customer and he will be more receptive to you, more responsive to you, so that it leads to overall engagement. That is what is needed in the market, and the conversion. So likewise, you have an education sector example being provided to you. You have e-commerce sector example. Here probably I'll just spend some more time. Here it's like overall in the e-commerce, the browsing is a starting point. Then the person has to log in. Then he has to get into searching what is he wanted. After search, he has many options. So choosing them, for choosing it, what does he do? How does it go about review checks, etc.? Then of course you have suggestions to give him. People also considered buying this. Plus, you are over a period of experience, you have understood now his purchases from you, frequency, the kind of item being purchased, etc. All this, if you are able to convert into the next interaction based communication that you can create, or a personalization that you can develop for him, the offer that you can create, etc. So this and many such things, when done by the e-commerce industry, they are really able to give me a seamless and engaging shopping experience. Transportation and logistics industry example is also given. I will request friends, you to quickly read it and understand, not that it requires an elaborate understanding. Public sector example, government, you may be so far under impression that this has been done by private, so not necessary. Even government uses data analytics to improve delivery of public service and create a policy decisions. So they take policy decisions not out of subjectivity, not out of political pressure, but out of objective assessment of the data available to them. So for example, the given is an accident and the traffic relationship, or accident in the road sign, this thing, or can there be a better traffic management around this data when captured through that digital cameras and through various road-based sensors, etc. If it is done that way, program next developed will have a meaningful impact on the outcome, reduction in the accident rate. So this is what even many such public sector company can create data-driven decision making, and it will foster the governance and as well as quality of life of the citizen will get improved. Real life, another example is Google. These are the short example. Google uses this for performance management, managing the performance of the employees, leadership development. They monitored the individual progression cycle, and therefore they identified star, would-be star, that kind of this thing, and accordingly aligning the desired training program, etc., creating an engagement with the employee. So, and then the outcome thereof, they are all monitored through data, participation, right level of objective assessment, whether people were found to be knowledgeable or short on knowledge, whether people were found to be good on skill or short on skill, etc. Tools like self-assessment, 360 feedback and survey provide insight for continuous improvement. This is how a data is captured through various input, that either self-assessment is the assessment by the employee himself, employee gives a 360 performance feedback to the management. So that's how Starbucks uses data and is to inform real estate decision. They take real estate decision based on the past data analytics, and accordingly certain inferences that they were drawn, so that they take right property, which also needs a placement review. So even is this a property right, that also decision is based on data driven analysis. So they analyze demographic, the people around, the behavior aspects of people, what will get you the food traffic more, etc., food traffic, etc. So that various parameter base, they identify the place right for having Starbucks there. Amazon similarly does a lot of data analyst based decision making, where they essentially are focusing on personalizing the shopping experience. So in Amazon, you will find amazing tricks by which they keep connecting you with the right product for you based on your current selection, based on your past selection, etc. So this is how companies are using data-driven decision-making. So now we come to a section where introduction to becoming more data-driven. What may make you existing company more data-driven company? So here essentially what you need to know is, to become a data-driven, it involves establishing first of all a culture of data. Data centricity should be there. Invest in right platforms and the tools to not only collect data, but empower employee to use data for analysis and empower them to take objective assessment. So important this thing is, when you do this, risk-less decision-taking ability will go up. People will become more innovative, creative. They will contain inefficiency. So they will improve the efficiency. And that empowerment will help across cross-functional interaction, objectivity, and therefore innovativeness, creativityness you will find in all your future developments. Okay, so this requires change in both priority for the leadership. They should drive this change. Okay, investment in the technology, right platform, right tools to be taken. Employee needs to be trained. As I told you, you will have to develop a set of experts within the organization who can do this, and then create operational integration so that the data also comes out and gets integrated. Establishing a data-driven culture, how can you make organizational shift from subjectivity to objectivity, from lack of data, intuition-based decision to data-driven decision-making? So here, leadership first start prioritizing, demanding data and data-based decision-making. They demonstrate themselves how they have done this, and that will inculcate a sense of need across other employees. Strong data culture that a leader drives, okay, will enable others also to start compiling based on fact rather than based on intuition, etc. So that cultural shift will start happening, and that shift will encourage use of data-based decision making for even daily routine tasks, etc. Okay, overall, data literacy will flourish in the organization. People's ability to look at data objectively will change. Okay, that way, the leadership should model the data-driven behavior himself and get the follower in the organization. That will make the organization really culturally shift to become data-driven company. So the actionable step when it comes to data-driven cultural this thing is, of course, encourage people to use data and not subjectivity. Have the literacy level built up so that people will be confident of using the data. So these two things are required, and that is driven by the leadership. Leader should ensure that every interaction, every decision that has been taken, have an objective base, have a data-driven inference base for strategic decision. That will shift the cultural this thing in the organization. Then coming to investing in tools and technologies, yes, it's a big decision. Right platform, right stakes within that platform, right tools given for data analysis. Not only that, data collection, storing, formatting, retrieval, and then feeding into the analysis tool is all the thing which requires a lot of technology consideration. So only when the right platform tools are selected, the robustness will come, the flexibility for future adaptation will be there, else you will be stranded, so to say. So actionable things required is choose the scalable technology. As I said, you have to be ready for the future at any given point of time. So that has to be kept in mind. The direction in which your organization is going to grow, you may be today a one product, two product company. You may tomorrow be envisaging yourself to be multi-industry presence company. So all those factors have to be weaved in. Take a user-friendly tool which is easy to understand, compose and utilize, which you have to keep the average level of your employee in mind, not only the sharp people necessarily. So employee training and empowerment, without which nothing is going to work based on the platform, based on the tool. But there are people who do not know how to retrieve the data, put into the decision framework, and then use the decision, run the decision framework, get the required data. So training is a very important this thing. You have to envisage this and prepare people. You may have a level of people, somebody at operational level, somebody at a high level, they can cut across the function and analyze any data. Some people are organized to train to develop the functional data analysis. So be it, but one need to really create that. So there is to be an understanding of hierarchy, the training needed, what kind of cultural setup you want within the organization about data analytics and its, you know, usage in the future. Accordingly, program has to be aligned, level has to be fixed up hierarchy wise or training wise, etc. So there are many variables out there, and all these things should lead to learning first of all, and then application. Hindrance is the application. So literacy level has to come in, and leverage of the data to start, which is application. Integrating data into operations, which is very important. When you have a lot of data, but you do not operationalize it, or you do not put it to operational use, means you do not use it to understand what is hindering your operational things, what are the inefficiencies you have. If you apply data to that, you will be able to be more efficient, more effective. So all this thing is driven through a concept called key performance indicators. When key performance indicators are framed, people are aligned to achieving that, and collectively they all are driven towards the final business goal. So when you ensure the data driven integration is taking place, businesses and various facets of it are aligned, and they not only collect the right data, but they also take informed decisions by utilizing the available data. So in terms of actionable setup, it's like, you know, you have to get into automated systems to continuously track and report on KPI. So here, so much of an automation possible. Inward data is put into automated tool that will analyze Mr. Hathi's performance, Mr. Vyas's performance, marketing performance, sales performance, target versus actual, those things. So then you will come to know what is working for you, what is not working for you. Dashboard, which is today very important buzzword, dashboard will give a snapshot overview of key performance parameters, and that development, the accessibility and that understanding will impact all the stakeholders. When read, each one will know where is he making a mistake. So he will get into corrective mode himself before being told. Regular reviews and strategic adjustments are required in today's world. So merely doing an inference which is data-based and taking an action is not a short way for success. Get into a method of working in a way where there is a regular review, there is a planned review, and the discussion is centered around key metrics, okay? And key metrics versus your actual performance, key metrics versus deviation, and that deviation is linked to what is happening in the market, etc. And you come to know what could be causing this, and accordingly you take a corrective step. Vis-a-vis, you can get into future predictivity. So you know what exactly is going to be the future. So then if you are not prepared for it, you will start preparing for it. So a regular review certainly helps you with the objective assessment, okay, of what you charted as a goal for you, what you walked so far, have you been in the right direction? If not, what are the corrective steps you require? So actionable steps for that reviewers and this thing is that have a pre-decided schedule for review meeting. Extract the data, review the findings vis-a-vis expected outcome, and then understand what is causing it. So you get into strategic adjustments. Review should foster culture of continuous improvement rather than fault finding. Idea is like you know where you have arrived, which is not the place that you ought to be. So how will you get into corrective mode? So it's about a continuous improvement so that past mistakes are not repeated. So future outcome will be more and more aligned with your expected outcome. So that's the whole purpose of doing a review. Fostering experimentation and learning. So here idea is that this cultural shift that has taken place for data-driven decision-making should lead to people empowering themselves with the experimentation, learning, etc. So environment should open out possibility for experimentation, possibility for more learning, etc. Where the data-driven hypotheses are set, data are analyzed to decide whether hypothesis is right or hypothesis is wrong, and accordingly what is an inference that is driving your decision. Experiments leads to innovation. When you experiment, something will work, something will not work. Something that works may be quite differentiating than the competition in the market. So your whole perspective in the market will change. You will become far more differentiated and therefore more preferred by the organized by the customer. So this being the case, the actionable steps are, team should be encouraged to run controlled experiment. Controlled experiment means maybe you set up a limited area experiment, maybe you set up a hypothetical experiment center, and there you kind of discuss and debate, and likewise, maybe you prepare some of the dealerships. So likewise, you get into a controlled experiments. Analyze the result coming out of this controlled experiments and then extrapolate for its future, for its national applicability. Continuous improvement and adaptability. So this DDDM facilitates continuous improvement because various iterations that you did, various decisions that has been taken based on the inferences, not that every time it will be 100% right. So this and similar such incidences will continue to give certain improvement requirements, certain demand on you. And when you do that, what you are doing is you are making, one is adaption, you are accommodating changes required, and therefore you are correcting one in the data generation and data sources as well as you are also handling data in a more structured way, which is emerged out of your learning of the past. So impact is adaptability based focus will ensure that organizations remains agile. You are very prompt on various things, that you have been doing it so regularly. Okay, change is not difficult for you, so that you are very quick to adapt to the changing environment. So actionable steps include a regular update of the data sets that is required for decision, that is required for collected within certain time, application of the analytical tools, whether you have sufficient tool, and whether you are able to address current trends and the business need. Okay, so that's how one is to get in. Encourage a mindset of adaptability, not a fear. Make people know that change is now a continuous thing. Change is not dependent on you. Change is dependent on the environment and the customer. So you cannot remain a silent spectator any longer. So this and similar such things will make people adopt to changing demand on them. Metrics and analytics in digital marketing. We have learned this in more than different ways. So here it is either the traffic metrics, which is many such metrics within that available, like unique visitor, page views, overall visits to understand the traffic sources, the channel effectiveness. Even there also the bounce rate, etc., are determined. Next is the conversion rates. So measure that, what percentage of a visitor who completed, desired all the action and finally took the purchase decision. So that will determine your campaign success. So actionable steps are: understand the traffic channel that you are looking for, from where they are coming in, how to draw their attention. Remember earlier we have studied, you are doing a lot of organic investment, but paid per click can help you get that traffic. So all other things which will leading to that data driven action will lead to better conversion rate, expectedly, predictably.